Welcome to Zelus Podcast. Today we are going to talk about the Route 66.
First of all, I'm going to introduce a little bit about this history. Route 66 opened the 11th of November 1926 from Chicago to Santa Monica, covering approximately 3,940 kilometers. The purpose was to connect small cities and towns with the big urban centers, facilitating transport and goods and the movement of people, especially during the Great Depression.
Like Lucia says, the Route 66 covered from Chicago to Santa Monica, crossing 8 states. Illinois, from Chicago, crossing cities like Springfield. Missouri, cities from St. Louis and small localities. Kansas, it only crossed a little fringe. Oklahoma, much cities with history about the Route 66. Texas, crosses the panhandle with desert landscapes. New Mexico, cities like Albuquerque and Santa Fe. Arizona, home of the Grand Canyon and iconic desert towns. And California, ends in Santa Monica, next to the Pacific Ocean.
Route 66 becomes a symbol of American freedom and mobility, inspiring songs, books, and movies. It was famous for its motels, dinners, and service stations, many with distinctive neon signs. During the Great Migration West in the 30s, many Americans used this highway to escape adverse economic conditions in the Midwest.
Today, Route 66 is an international tourist attraction. Many sections preserve old motels, service stations, and cafes, which attract travelers looking for the nostalgia of the 50s and 60s. There are museums and associations dedicated to its preservation, and it is common to travel in it in classic cars or motorcycles to experience American authenticity.
In conclusion, Route 66 is far more than just a street of asphalt. It's a fundamental piece of American history and culture.
It served as a crucial path of hope and mobility for countless families seeking a better life during the challenging economic times of the 30s, connecting the industrial Midwest to the promising West Coast.
Thank you for listening to us. Bye!